Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Laydown. My name is Ryan and I am thrilled to share with you my interview with Samantha Downing. You've heard me gush about her latest novel, For Your Own Good, a thriller set in a private high school that is the very definition of unputdownable. I love this book and I had such a great time chatting with Samantha Downing. So without further ado, here's that interview. Enjoy. Hi, Samantha Downing. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. The book just came out yesterday, so it's all very exciting.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
For our listeners who haven't gotten to read it yet, can you tell us a little bit about For Your Own Good?
Yes, it is about a teacher named Teddy Crutcher who works at a private school called Belmont Academy. And he has just won Teacher of the Year. He is very confident in his ability to teach and knows exactly what his students need to learn. If everybody would just get out of his way, that would be great. But they don't. So chaos ensues.
Indeed it does. This book is so compulsively readable. You are such a master of the cliffhanger. I swear, like every chapter would end and I'd read the last line and be like, what?
Thank you. That's great to hear.
I could not put it down. Yeah, no, it's awesome. I could not put it down. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about sort of like the inspiration for this incredible psychological thriller.
I wanted to write about a teacher who who really understands the power that he has over the kids and that he has his own criteria for grading them and for writing recommendation letters. And he really influences their futures. And he understands that. And he doesn't necessarily base it on their merit. He bases it on his own opinion of them. And class plays a huge role in this book because he is a teacher who is not wealthy. He's on a teacher's salary and did not grow up wealthy. And he teaches these wealthy, entitled kids at this private school who drive better cars than he does and have bigger houses and have a whole future ahead of them. So that is part of his problem, a huge part of his problem with these kids and what he thinks they need to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there are really prevalent themes of entitlement and status in this story. Why do you think that works so well for a psychological thriller, like that imbalance of classism?
Well, I think that there's a number of structures, social structures within the book, not only with the teachers and the students, but within the teachers themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's really a microcosm of society. And I think we all can relate to that, seeing people that have so many more advantages than a typical person does, a typical person who's a teacher, and the injustice of that. And they're just so far ahead in life before you even get a chance to get started and how angry that makes him. I think we all can, even if we don't relate to the methods that he chooses to go about dealing with it, we relate to the feeling of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'll even point out at times in the book, he'll be like, oh, well, this terrible thing happened. And it must have been because these people were so fed up with catering to the rich. Like he even like, it's almost like he doesn't see it in himself. He sees it in everyone else.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a fascinating character. Let's talk a little bit about Teddy Crutcher because, wow, he is crazy and fascinating and terrifying. And can we just talk about him for a little bit?
Sure. I think that he certainly is probably a psychopath if he were diagnosed. And I think that idea of having a psychopath who's a teacher is really fascinating and what impact that has on the kids, because you don't know a psychopath is a psychopath until they either do something horrible or they get arrested. They often hide in plain sight. They're, you know, the nice guy next door until you find out there's bodies in the backyard or something. Right. So what kind of influence that would have on students who are learning from this person? And I think that that's interesting because next to parents, teachers are probably the adults that have the most impact on kids, and they spend the most time with them, and they can have a huge influence on what kind of people they become. And the main student in the book is Zach Ward, who is just navigating around all of this pressure from his parents and then being one of Teddy's most hated students. And he's learning from both sides. He's learning all sorts of things from all different adults in his life. And it's an interesting character study to see how someone like that would turn out.
Definitely. I really loved watching Zach's journey through the book, right? Starting out as he's a smart kid. He's very book smart. He's a good student. And I love watching him, like, you know, be the typical teenage boy. Like, I'm going to rebel against my parents or whatever. Like, I hate my parents. But then over the course of the book, he keeps quoting his dad, and he's like, oh, I guess my dad, like, has some good points. And then he's like, he goes from like trying to impress Mr. Crutcher to being like, I think you might be crazy. Like, I think you might be a psychopath murderer.
Right.
I love his journey.
Right. Exactly. And Zach is, Zach was a lot of fun to write. Zach is that rich, privileged white kid that you should hate, but he's so likable. He's actually a really nice person, and he is trying to do the best he can. And he's also very self-aware of his privilege, and he understands how much that he has, and he uses it to his advantage because he knows he can get away with things. So he's very likable, but I don't want to like him. he has so much, and he has so much going for him that you want to hate him, but you just can't.
Yeah, it's almost like it starts out and you feel like, oh, I'm going to hate this kid as much as Crutcher does. But then you're like, oh, no, he's actually a good kid. he's
right.
doing his best.
Right. He's in an awful situation.
Yeah. And I love watching Teddy's kind of shift, as well as when he starts to realize that maybe Zach is actually as smart as he's been trying to prove that he is. He's like, oh, maybe you're not cheating on everything. Maybe I have a little respect for you. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Yeah, maybe I do. No, I don't. Like, it's this very like fun flip-flop of like watching a psychopath be like, do I want you to be my protege? Do I want to kill you? Do I want to?
Right.
It's great.
Exactly.
I love that this book takes place in a private high school. I feel like it's just such a good setting because it's very much, they keep talking about like, oh, the Belmont family, we're a family. And like, once you're an alumni, like you're part of the family. And it is just such a perfect place for all of this chaos to happen. And I wonder if you have sort of like some inspiration for why you set it in a high school. Did you go to private school?
No, I actually did not. I'm from California and I went to public school, but those sort of back east old world schools always had a certain mystique to them. And they're in books and in movies and in TV shows. And it's sort of like its own world. And all of these important people know each other and they all send their kids to the same schools. And they're like really, really privileged, not just privileged because of money, but privileged because of their connections and because of the schools that they went to. And it's almost like a sub world of our world. And I wanted to sort of explore that and try to write what I felt it would be like to be in that situation where teachers are psychopaths. So there's that too. I was talking to somebody who said they had a friend that taught at a school like that, and the kids would threaten to sue if they didn't like the assignments they were given. They would say, I'm going to have my parents sue you.
Wow.
And that, I cannot even imagine. I should have used that line in the book, but that thought never occurred to me that these kids, this is the kind of thing they learn at home. It's a whole different, it's literally a whole different world.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a fascinating place to put this. And also in terms of just the types of things that Teddy can get away with as far as grading and his lesson plans. In public schools, that's much more difficult. It's much more strict in terms of what you can teach and what you can't, whereas in private schools have more leeway in what they decide to teach and what, how much power this the teachers actually.
Yeah. And it really does show there are several moments that show the power of the teachers. And one that's a really great example is with Fallon, this ex-student of Teddy Crutcher's who he just didn't like for whatever reasons. You know, he's got his reasons. And the fact that she asked him for a recommendation letter, and in his recommendation letter, he just was like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure she cheated her way through high school and just sent it out to all of the colleges and ruined her life."
Yeah, exactly. And that's
Oh.
really what Fallon is really an example of what happens to a student that he decides to turn against. And she, in his mind, she did cheat. She didn't cheat. She took shortcuts, and
Right.
she used her privilege to get through school successfully. But she didn't cheat in terms of copying somebody's paper or copying somebody's homework, not that kind of cheating. He just makes it
Right.
sound that way. Because to
Yeah.
him, it's all the same. That
Yes.
it's not okay to go through life like that. And that's
Right.
his own judgment on it. So she was a lot of fun to write. She's a good character.
She's a really fun character. There are so many great characters, and I love that the book switches perspectives frequently because I love being in their heads. And there's something so fun about being in an unreliable narrator's head and just being like, "So that's how you think." Okay. Terrifying. Okay.
Yes.
It's incredible. Yeah, no, I have been hyping this book up on the podcast already because I couldn't put it down. It is just so, it's so, I keep saying compulsively readable because it is. It's like you start it and wow, like just it just sweeps you along and oh, I loved it so much. Really, really, really
And
good.
that's one of the greatest things a writer can hear is that you can't put the book down, that you're writing a story where somebody just has to turn the page. And that's such a great compliment. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and even more so, like I was sent an e-galley of it, so I had to read it on my phone. So you know, like that's high praise because I am all about the physical books, and I was sitting there reading on Who did what? Turn the page. I know you're on a short schedule, so I'll start wrapping up. I just wonder, do you have any books that you've been reading recently that you want to recommend?
I read the latest installment of Caroline Kepnes, her You series, and her latest one just came out, You Love Me, and it's great. So if you're following the story of Joe, either in the books or on the TV show or both, another great book about Joe. So he's a great psychopath.
He's a great. I actually compared reading Teddy's perspective to reading you as like being in the mind of a psychopath who just is convinced that he's doing everything correctly and for the right reasons, and everyone else is wrong.
Exactly. And that's really the key to writing a psychopath is to they believe what they believe 100%. And that so you're when you're in their head, you can't waver from that. They're just in it. And if you do that, I think readers will follow along. They may see the flaws in that reasoning, but they understand how the character thinks, and they understand that's
Absolutely.
where the character is coming from.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Samantha, thank you again so much for hanging out, and I
Oh,
can't
sure.
wait to continue hand selling for your own good. It's out now. I'm so excited.
Thank
It is
you.
awesome. Congratulations and
Thank
best of luck on your virtual tour.
you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much to Samantha Downing for chatting with me. For Your Own Good is available now. You can email us about the podcast at thelaydownpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is gibsonsbookstore.com, and we're also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and we'll put those links in the show notes along with all of the books mentioned during this interview. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the stacks. Bye!